Alrighty. Hey, folks, Carlito here. I'm back on the air. I was on last night, of course. I'm sure you all know that. How could you not? And I had to cut the show off due to a technical fucking thing. You know, story of my life. But I'm here for a little bit. We'll do like a little hour thing here before floor marking starts at 10. I believe Sloth is. Sloth, can you hear me okay? Are you coming in all right? Or do you gather? Do you hear me? Uh-oh. I did it again. Let me check my mic. Maybe he can hear me. No, that's good. That's good. Should be all right. Let me check to see if I muted that end. All right, I'm not getting any sound from it. So that's my fault. What could be causing this now? Oh my god. I did a bunch of changes to the studio setup today to try to fix things. As you can see, I got nowhere. Let me check cables then. Shit, man.
Oh.
Aha, yes. Now I found it. I had a button not pressed. Hey, now I hear you. What's up?
Hi.
All right, good. Things are good. Okay, well, let me start the show as I said here. I don't have any numbers per se right in front of me, but I can scrounge some up. Any suggestions, Sloth? Anywhere we should call?
Sure.
No, you're coming in low now.
Yeah,
you're chopping in and out a lot.
Yes.
Maybe it's me.
I'm down too.
Is that a my problem or your problem? Or both?
No. It shouldn't be.
Hmm.
I'm not flipping or
anything. All right. Well, I'm going to call you back, Sloth. Hang on, man. Give me a second. The ongoing saga of my technical issues this year so far continue. I'm going to call Kansas City, Missouri. I think I called them on Monday. And it seemed like an interesting place to prank call at. I had a lot of film with Compton last night. I still had the Compton map in front of me here. But it's not going to work out now. I don't like calling the same place too much in the scope of a week or consecutive days. It's not a good idea. Yeah, let's get Sloth back here. Hello.
Hello.
All right, we'll see if this is better. I'm not sure yet. Say a few things so I can check on my end.
Hello.
Hey, Awkward, what's up?
How you doing, bro?
Hey, Awkward, you sound good. Sloth, you're still having some clippy problems. I don't know. Maybe check on your end.
Clip.
Yep. Clip. All right. Awkward. I'm kind of just... guys. Awkward and Sloth. I'm kind of just testing some shit out, that some changes I made today. And I figured I'd jump on for an hour and stress test here. Why not do pranks if I'm going to do it?
Am I still clippy?
A little better now, I think.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I think I fixed it.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, the problem is a lot of these places might be closed. I'm going to go to Hawaii. Let me actually type that in here. Honolulu. So what I did... The laptop that's always giving me trouble, it's just Skype right now. It's absolutely all it is. So if it can't handle just Skype on its own, I give up. I'm going to have to buy a netbook at that point.
What do you need?
Skype
you
can be a resource hog.
Yeah. What do I need? I needed to handle Skype, but I was also trying to do like Google Maps on the machine and this and that, and it was just whenever I try to...
But what's wrong with the machine, I'm saying?
Oh, like it's just... Because I'm stable and the Skype calls degrade really bad, despite the fact that my bandwidth is okay. Last night I checked the bandwidth logs. I didn't get hit from outside and I wasn't... hammering it from the inside.
And have you done memtest 86 and shit?
That's my plan for this weekend. I'm thinking I might have a bad memory module in there. Yeah.
If you have bad RAM, I might even have something for you, dude.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yep, so let me know.
It's laptop RAM. It's not just regular.
Yeah, I got you.
Desktop. But yeah, I'll let you know.
Nice.
All right. Maybe that'll work. I was thinking that, too. Maybe it's just a RAM thing. Yeah, maybe.
What is your processor?
Check the file system, too.
My processes go up. They do go up. Like, okay. Last time I was seeing it hit up, it was pegging up 100 a few times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what one of my machines was doing. And then when I would run Skype and try to launch anything else, even a web browser, it would lag out. And if I had the task manager open, it would slam up to 100.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. See, and Skype is like that, though. That is, and web browsers are like that, too.
Yeah. Especially if you have any kind of
plugins.
Video going and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the plugins, too. If plugins are written shitty, they do shit, too. Like that Skype click-to-call plugin is a piece of shit. I wish it worked.
Yeah, that fucked my shit up the other night.
It fucks everything up. It's so nasty. I just had to disable it altogether.
Yeah, I leave that off myself.
Yeah, it doesn't do shit. All right, here's a parking service place in Honolulu. Let's see if they're open. They might only be open if there's an event. It looks like it's near an event center, so this may not be a pickup, but we'll try. Of course, Jayad and the phone lockers start in about 49 minutes. Well, 46 minutes, I guess.
Hi, Blito Parking.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? What's your rate?
I'm sorry, what?
What's the fucking rate there?
For what time?
Well, for nighttime. You know, I want to park there with my girlfriend for a while.
$7?
$7 an hour?
No, $7 for the night.
Oh, the whole night? Okay. All right. That sounds good. And are you guys going to care, like, how long we're there for? Like, if we leave early, it's not a big deal?
Well, you have to be out by 12 midnight.
Oh, really? All right. So if I got there now, I'd have a few hours. Because, I'm gonna go there. I'm going to set up a grill with my old lady, my girlfriend, you know. And then I'm going to put some mattresses in the back of the van. You know, we're going to lay down, we're going to fuck, we're going to make a baby tonight.
Well, you can't do that here.
Well, come on, I'm paying to be there, I'm paying to use the parking.
Uh-huh. That's not allowed here.
Where does it say it's not allowed? I went there and you didn't have that posted. When you come in, you have those rules, the liability stuff?
Well, you're not supposed to be doing that here. You need to do it at another property.
It doesn't say that I can. I'm just going to park there, okay? And I'm going to park there and sit there. I'm going to park and I'm going to sit in my car, and you know? Is that bad? Is that allowed?
Well, basically, you need to park and leave. Go to the event.
But why?
Are you coming here for an event?
Yeah, oh yeah, I call it an event. Yeah, having sex is a fucking event to me.
Wait, hold on for a second.
It's the big event. All right, sure. The big event, guys. How's the call for you guys? You guys getting echoing? I mean, there's an echo now, but it's on his line. Never mind.
It sounded good right until that point. Yeah, yeah. It sounds good.
Good, good. Waiting for the guy. I'm going to just call him back. Never mind. What am I doing? Fuck waiting.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened? You were holding.
I said please hold. I had to answer that.
I know, but it takes a long time, you know?
Well, I just got off the other line. Sorry.
Oh, what happened? Over there, what was going on?
Huh?
What was going on? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Right.
Oh, was it?
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Eddie.
Eddie who?
Eddie Loyola.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Why would you ask that? Why does it matter? Do you register people when they park there? Shit, damn it.
Well, it's $7 to park if you're going to the event.
Okay.
Okay, right. But you can't park and just hang out in the parking lot.
Well, come on. I just want to fuck my girlfriend, all right? And she lives with her parents. And I live
you
with
can't
my,
do
we,
it here.
We live with our parents, right. Okay? So we don't want to fuck in the house. We can't. And I really
I'm sorry. You can't do it here.
I need to get her pregnant in time for next year's taxes. You understand? She needs to have a baby by then. So,
well, I'm sorry you can't do it here, Eddie.
I know. Well, it takes 9 months for the baby to come the fuck out. So, and it's March
maybe
already.
Maybe you can go to Alamona Shopping Center or something else.
Well, I got 2 weeks.
They're not charging you there.
I got 2 weeks left to get her knocked up. You understand? So we're taking every chance we can. Because after that, it'll be 2016 taxes, and that's a long fucking
Eddie.
Time, motherfucker.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye. Seriously, guys, if you're thinking about getting a tax credit for having a baby, you got like 2 weeks left, right? According to my math.
To knock them up or to shit the baby out?
Not to shit the baby. Well, you got 2 weeks to knock them up if the baby's going to come out before January 1st. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Hey.
Get fucking.
If you live on a government dole, you want to get fucking right now.
Yeah.
After that, you're going to have to go 9 months. Wrap it up. Or none, I don't care, whatever. It's a financial decision. Do what you want, I don't care. I don't have that problem. All right, let's keep going. Back in Honolulu. We can also call those people that were calling back last night for the bedroom set. Any of you want to do that? Hang on, let's do that.
Okay.
Sloth, do one of those. Is Victoria, can I give you Victoria who wants a bedroom set?
What's up? Bedroom set, Victoria?
Yeah, she called back on a bedroom set for sale. Or for free, looks like. Craigslist.
Or, wait, so she wants it, or is it free?
She wants it for free.
Wants it for free. And it's a mattress, or bed?
I thought that was a television.
Bedroom set. TV bedroom also. Set. Yeah, but she did the bedroom set.
Okay. Yeah. Hello?
Hey, listen, I understand you're after this bedroom set, free bedroom set.
Yes.
All right. Well, I got what you need.
Okay. Where are you located at?
Well, I'm nearby. You know, I'm right around in the area there. I'm familiar actually with where you're at, to be honest.
Do you know where I'm at, or?
Well, I have a rough idea. You know, I'm familiar with the area. But anyway, do you want to hear about the set? I mean, that's really, let's get down to brass tacks. I'm a busy
man.
Yeah.
What kind of set is it?
Well, it's a twin bed. That's the main thing. See, I wanted to get a twin because I like to have a lot of women over, you know? So I need something that can fit two people.
Oh, I see.
If you catch my meaning. I've done a lot of fucking, a lot of sex on the bed.
Oh, man.
She hung up. God damn.
What a prude.
Yeah, let's see, see if her boyfriend picks up.
What's up, bro?
What's up, you?
She's probably not trying to deal with it on a Friday. It's like, fuck it.
Yeah, it's like, fuck it. I got to catch up on my DVR. Dirty Enigma's here. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you Dirty Enigma. I think Zolar's mad at me because I got mad at the guy that was trolling me last night.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Oh, well. What can you do?
That sucks.
Man, yeah, sorry, guy.
That music is pretty loud on our end, dude.
Is it really? I can bring that in. Am I allowed also?
No, you're fine.
No, that music is a little low.
Is it? All right. There we go. That might be better.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right.
So how are you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good, man.
Pretty good.
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Went for phone larking, testing out some stuff, and making a show out of it.
Hey, you did that, other connection thingy work with Jiggy?
I haven't tried it yet. Did you do that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I gotta get you something else. I'm gonna be changing something over here too, so you'll need to update something yourself on the server.
Okay.
I'll let you know about that.
Sure.
Alright, I'll get on that later. Let me get a call here. All right, this is the same thing. Her name is Carla, and she was calling back about... This is the... Hang on, let's listen and see what it was.
tip, Jim, calling about the bedroom stick you ever taste. My name's Marty. My phone number, please call me.
All right.
There's a bed involved in it also? Like a whole bedroom set?
Well, there were two ads. There was a bedroom set one, and there was a TV, a 42-inch Dynex LCD TV. And then a bedroom set, I don't know. I guess there was a bed involved in it. I think it was Queen. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it. It got taken down. But before that happened, a lot of people replied. Okay. You want this one there, Mr. Awkward?
Sure. Let me give it a shot. All right.
What did he say his name was? Marty, right?
Yeah. Marty. Yeah.
Marty.
McFly.
Hello.
Is Marty there?
It's Marty.
Hey, this is Jeremy. I'm calling about the bedroom set that you called about. You were inquiring about
the... Oh, yes.
Hey, we still have it. Are you guys still looking for it?
Hey, LeSean?
The bedroom set. With the bed and the...
Yeah, yeah. Where are you guys located?
We're pretty close. Did we wake you up? You sound like you're kind of sleeping. Are you all right?
I just have a bunch of health problems.
Okay. Well, the thing is...
Pardon?
Okay. Well, the bed... do you mind? My girlfriend... We were taking OxyContin, and my girlfriend OD'd, and she passed away on the bed. Is that okay with you, or does that matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay, because she aspired, so she basically coughed up a bunch of like stuff all over the she was like a puddle, you know what I mean? It was some like foam, and then some blood, and so that's okay. And we smoked so much weed on it that it might smell like weed, but there's definitely aspire stuff all over it from when she OD'd and she like died in it and was rolling around in it. And you're okay with that? The mattress might be kind of soiled.
I'm all right with it. Where are you guys located?
If you flip it over, it's still okay. Aside of all the little, this, it has all those blood stains from the little bed bugs.
Can't you could deliver it?
Yeah, man, we could deliver it. Do you mind if it has bed blood all over it? We took a piss buster and we vacuumed all of the bed bugs off, but there was still like all kind of, the blood is still on it though, bro. We could squirt it down with some bleach to kill him.
Okay. Yeah.
So the mattress is full of blood and bed bugs and my girl died on it and she rolled around in her vomit, her blood, and her aspiration. So that's cool.
Bed bugs?
Huh?
You got bed bugs?
Man, you got a... Yeah, bro, you got to pull the wax out, okay? It has bed bugs. They were all over the corners of it. But we sprayed them off, and we took a dust buster to it, and now it's fine. But it still has the little blood stains. Because you know how the bed bugs, they suck up your blood, and then they go somewhere else, and then it bleeds all over? So it still has the black blood stains, but we vacuumed all of the bed bugs off it, bro.
Okay. Yeah, so.
There's probably some in the frame of the wood and inside the thing, but maybe if you put the bottom open too, you can kind of get in there and clean out some of the vomit.
You said bedroom set?
Yeah, it has some, it has a couple nightstands, and it has like a little dresser drawers with the, and it was made by black people. Some black people slept on it. Is that cool or no?
That's cool with me. I don't give a shit.
Okay. They might have done the nasty on it though. Is that cool too?
Yeah.
You know how when black people, well, you know, when those people sweat, it's kind of different. It smells different. You know what I mean?
Hey,
don't be racist. Hold on, wait.
What is it? Box springs matches in headboard or?
Oh yeah, it matches everything. We even got the little chamois that comes over the side. It has blood and puke all over it, though. And it has black person semen, because when the black people were in there, they had a BBC on there with a BBW, and they were doing the funky chicken. So when he busted a nut, it kind of, like, flew over and got all over the bed and on the chamois, but I was too lazy to clean it. Is that cool? You have a washer?
The washer, it's part of the apartment complex, yeah.
Do they charge you for it? That sucks. I got
we can wash it.
Hey, dude, does it use those little slide card things? Because I could fill that shit up for you. Hey, how much they charge you? I'll fill it up for half.
I'm not sure. I just moved in here.
Oh, yeah, man. Find out how much they charge you to fill up them cards, big bruh. I'll give you $40 worth of credit for 20. Yeah, I mean, I can get two bindles for 20, brother. Okay.
Would they use different cards?
What? Oh, yeah, bro. But I got the charger, dude. I can charge that shit up. I'm telling you, bro. I worked at an apartment building. You know what I'm saying? I got the backdoor pass for everything. They have a vending machine. I can hook you up.
I don't know about any of this.
Anyways, bro, when we come over, we're going to come over. Me and my buddy Carlos, we're going to come over with this mattress. We're going to bring it on a crane because this shit is hella nasty. We don't want to touch it. But when we get there, he's going to bust out. We're going to bust out the credit card machine. We'll give you the bed set. We'll give you $40 worth of credit. All you got to do is slip us a Twinkie. We're out the door. What do you say, bro?
Slip you at 20 for...
Yeah, man, what the fuck? We're going to give you $40 credit for your washing machine, give you some fucked up bed, and then you're going to have to wash the chamois.
This is Carlos. I'll throw in a $10 Target card also. I got a $10 gift card.
Yeah.
Huh?
I got a $10 Target gift card, too. You want it? I'll throw it in. Free.
That's my brother Carlos. He's coming with me to drop this mattress off.
I make counterfeit gift cards.
Well, I ain't got $20. I got 10.
I don't know.
Yeah.
$10, but you have to watch us jack off in front of you.
Yeah. Onto the mattress, though.
Huh?
We're going to jack off onto your new mattress.
Yeah. We're just going to watch. We're going to kneel on the bed.
I think I'll just pass on it all.
Come on, man.
Why are you getting all homophobic now?
We're not going to tell anyone. Ain't no one going to tell.
We're not going to touch each other. It's not gay. We'll just be wanking. We'll put a street porno on.
That's all right, bro.
We'll wear condoms.
Yeah. We'll come into the condoms and we'll trade condoms and drink it.
We'll suck your dick.
Yeah. Come on, man. We'll suck your dick. We'll give you... Okay, fuck it, man. We'll give you the card, the Target card. We'll give you the laundry card, and we'll give you the dead girlfriend mattress. Just you got to let us suck your dick.
No.
How long's it been, dude? Just close your eyes. I'll wear a wig.
It's crazy for me.
I got this little dead wig.
I'm not interested in any of it, man.
Man, I got some extensions and some fake nails. You won't even know. I'll scratch your stomach while I'm sucking it, and you'll be like, oh. Whatever, dude. Everything was cool until you found out we were down to masturbate around guys. We're not gay, but.
We're very homophobic, even though we're not gay. Yeah. We're totally not gay.
Yeah. Oh, I had my eyes closed. Just drinking. Well, that was fun.
You had your eyes closed thinking about it. Let's turn them again. No, don't think so.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're already masturbating right now. We're already doing it.
Huh?
We're already doing it right now. We're already masturbating right now. We're doing it now. Huh? Talking to you, yeah. So we already started. It's all right. It's a done deal, okay?
Yeah. We're wanking off right now.
I don't really need you fucking watching masturbate or any other thing, so.
We're thinking
just let us kiss your balls then.
Yeah. Can we just smell you?
Forget about it, man.
Can I just smell your body and your hair?
Keep your fucking bed and keep everything to yourself, all right?
Let me just smell your hair and your body.
Yeah, while I give you a blumpkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife's listening to this, probably in the other room.
Oh.
No, she doesn't care, but it's probably funny. She's probably laughing about it.
She ever do any pranks with you?
She used to a long time ago. She doesn't care that much for that shit anymore. It's too childless for her. Yeah, she only has time for her Kindle and her dirty books about Christian Grey.
50 Shades.
That's just the beginning of it. Do you still have the bedroom set? Ask this person. And can we tell them and send pics? All right, so more bedroom set. Excellent. I'm going to try to convince him to come in and take pictures on the bedroom set. I hope it's a guy. Remember I had one show where I kept trying to get gay with all the people, and they kept saying, yeah, sure, whatever, but let me get the stuff first. It's like, fuck! Keep fighting bisexual people.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
That person does not pay their bills, apparently. All right, this is Lily, who's interested in the set. All right, we're not getting anything there. Let me go back to the map, play a little song here. All right, is the music still not super loud? You guys are good? Levels are
good? Sounds good.
All right, I'm going to make a note of that level there. All right.
Well, I think that level's pretty good.
All right. Yeah.
Cool. It's a fucking sweet level.
Sweet.
So level. Hot. So want to roll around in it naked. Yeah.
Should take a picture of it and like upload it to Facebook.
Yeah.
No, I'm in MySpace it.
MySpace it. Pinterest it. Oh, Baidu. Isn't that the big Chinese one? Baidu.
Yeah. Their bots are really shitty. They fuck your shit up.
Really? I didn't know that.
You gotta block those bots specifically.
I can imagine. How about sushi? Let's do it.
Yeah, Chinese.
Oh, I had banchu tonight.
Did you?
Yeah, I ordered some banchu from that place over there in Sloth down the road over here. You know what I'm talking about?
Do you mean out toward like UD and all that?
Yeah.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it was so good.
There's a Vietnamese place we gotta go to, man. Buddy was telling me about it. It's supposed
is there
to be
Vietnamese?
Amazing.
Dude, I've been dying for Vietnamese. I haven't had it since Orlando, because there's a little Vietnam in Orlando. All those hot, like the hot pots and stuff, they're so fucking good. Hey, I'm putting on Enigma. No, Enigma doesn't talk. He's scared. He's bi. And I'll put Sloth on. Sloth's gonna talk.
Hello.
Hey, you guys got the sushi?
I'm sorry. I forgot to figure out who was going to do it. Sorry. I'll call back.
He's bi.
I forgot Enigma doesn't like to do pranks.
Yeah. Maybe someday.
Enigma's like, no.
Talk sometimes.
Oh, damn. Oh.
Hello, Yanagi Sushi.
Hello, Sushi. Sushi?
Hello, Yanagi.
Yeah, Sushi. Do you have a spider roll?
Yes, we have.
You have spider roll, but hey, listen, do you have like certification that you freeze the fish beforehand? Because you know you gotta freeze it. The last time I got sushi, you know, I woke up the next day and I shit a volcano. Upside down brown volcano.
Volcano.
So
we
can you...
California roll top, so...
I can't understand what you're saying. Hey, hey, shut up. I can't understand you. Listen. I just don't want to come in there and eat this sushi and then have to blow out in your bathroom.
Hold on.
I don't want to shit my rectum out in your bathroom, lady.
Hold on, machine.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, hold on. So.
All right, well, hurry up.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
Yes, I had some questions about your sushi. The lady there on the phone was being very rude to me.
What is that?
Yeah, the lady on the phone, she was being very rude to me, and I had questions about your sushi. She said if I come in there, she's going to mess with the sushi, and I'm gonna shit liquid.
Oh, because your English is not too good, that's why.
I understand, but she said, you guaylo, I make you shit liquid. Tainted sushi, I give you tainted fish.
So you want to know, what do you want to know?
Well, no, I'm saying I have half a mind to go down to the district attorney. I'm good friends with him and bring him in there, and we're going to shut you guys down.
So you want to make the reservation?
No, absolutely not. I'm going to come in there with the DA. Do you understand? We're going to shut down your establishment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't understand what I said.
It seems you've been selling tainted sushi. Hey, listen to me, woman. Okay? Do you have a man?
No, I have English problems, so you can talk to another some the good English people.
Okay, well, put somebody on the
okay?
damn
just
phone with English,
okay.
woman.
Just a moment. Hello, this is manager Kristen. Can I help you?
Hey, your name is not Kristen. Don't give me that shit.
Okay, you better not to talk this kind of attitude, otherwise,
okay,
otherwise
well,
I hang up the phone, okay?
Listen.
What is your problem?
I apologize. My buddy, the district attorney, and
no,
I...
No, everything is a recording, so you better watch out the way you're talking to me, okay?
Listen, mm-hmm. I am coming in with the district attorney, and we are going to shut you guys down, because the lady on the phone there, she just threatened to make me have diarrhea by putting stuff in the fish and selling me rotten fish.
Okay, sir, you had a dining with us, so how long ago?
Well, a week ago I went there, but listen,
okay,
it's
not a past
problem.
Okay, and did you see
a
doctor?
Listen, I am telling you, I am coming in there with the district attorney, and we are going to shut your
restaurant
down.
You can talk to me that later. What is your problem exactly? Can you?
Well, my problem is that your fish gave me diarrhea, but you guys...
So I checked, everything, we have a CCTV, so what time did you came? What time you had a dining with us?
Well, do you have
what
a CCTV
date?
In the bathroom to watch me shit liquid?
Oh, no. It's our incoming, outgoing customer. We are recording. So you have to let me know what time did you came, what time you left, and then what type of the food you have so we can check all the supporting document. And
okay, well, chill. Mm-hmm, listen,
yes.
Calm down. It's my turn to talk. Okay?
Yeah, okay, talk, please. Okay?
I came in at 2 p.m. and I had spider roll.
Oh, you came in here at 2 p.m.?
2 p.m. and I had spider
roll. No, our restaurant is never open 2 p.m.
Oh,
that's the number one your mistake.
Oh.
So you are not our customer then, okay?
Oh, you're a bitch. Hey,
okay,
listen,
all right.
You're a food.
So I don't have to hear anything because you came in 2 o'clock. Our restaurant is not open at 2 p.m.
Well,
so you
I
got a wrong restaurant,
3
maybe.
And it was liquid.
No, it's wrong. So you say 2 p.m. Our restaurant is not open 2 p.m. So
you're
you went
liar.
To someplace else.
I'm looking at your webpage right here and it says you're open at 2 p.m.
You go by the web page where you had a diarrhea problem. You find out the operation hours, then you're going to call everyone.
No, I looked at
anyway,
the hours.
Situation like this, please call our attorney. I give our phone number to contact. Okay,
hey,
I think this is beyond of my control.
Hey, cunt.
Okay?
Calm down. Hey, it's my turn to
yeah.
talk. All right,
no,
please.
I give you the, no any further conversation, call my attorney.
Hey bitch,
okay?
Listen, stop being
so are you ready?
Digit.
Are you ready to get a phone number?
A cunt?
No, there's a company regulation. Customer talk like this, I better not talk to anybody. So you should contact our attorney. So
hey,
I give you my attorney's number.
Sweetie, hey, listen, can I taste your spicy tuna roll, perhaps?
Oh, no, this is, you came in 2 p.m., that's not our restaurant, okay? So you got the wrong place.
No, but your tuna roll, between your legs? She was mad.
She is.
That was a firecracker and a half.
From the beginning, right there, really early on, she was like, "This shit's being recorded. I'm gonna fuck you up."
I think the other lady was already mad.
She's gonna sue you. You're in trouble.
What was your name again? What's the name you used? I forgot.
Ron Newman.
That's right.
History.
The old attorney gag. All right, so much for that. That was sushi, everybody. We are looking at about. Just a little over 15 minutes, so about 15 minutes before. Jayad, Sloth, are you the guy that does the streaming for tonight's show?
Actually, I taught Jayad how he should be doing his own tonight.
Okay.
With, maybe slight assistance.
Okay. You want to let me know when to kick myself off at any time?
He should be going on at 10. So,
right,
I mean, I think you're good until then,
all
as
right.
far as I know.
Yeah, you guys just remind me and make sure I don't keep going. I don't want to wait on my accord. This is a pre-show for Friday. I'm just kind of making up for last night because I had to cut the show off like I had to. And I didn't get a chance to explain it.
Got a message for Smokey.
Okay.
Give it. You a smoking man? Give it. If you ain't smoking...
The cemetery, I don't think
message.
They're open, even in Honolulu.
I said, give me the message.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt you, but your mic level seems like it went up a little bit.
Mic levels.
On your... background.
Okay.
So
on the background.
I want to just turn that down just a tad.
Thank you for calling Baby Emporium. How can I help you?
Yeah, babies and shit, right?
Yes.
All right. Listen, I need to get like the largest diapers you got.
We don't carry any diapers.
You don't have diapers at all?
No, just, we have cloth diapers.
All right. Yeah. What's the biggest one you got there?
Let me see.
All right.
Large, which is a 21 to 27 pounds.
All right, so I'm gonna put one around like each leg. in their cloth so I can reuse them. I'm going to put one around each leg. I'm going to a concert, and then what I'm going to do is when, so I don't have to go to the bathroom and lose my spot, I'm going to just piss down my legs, you know? And I figure then the adult, the diapers on each leg, it'll go down the legs. that'll soak it up, you know? Then right. what do I do with it? What do I do with the piss-stained diapers? What should I do with them? What do you think?
You can wash them.
Yeah, but I can't wash them at the concert. What am I supposed to do?
I'm not too sure.
Well, I don't know either, God damn it. You don't have an explanation?
No, I don't.
What are the instructions? What does it say on the package?
It just soaks up the urine, that's it.
Okay, all right. Can I wring it out onto the ground?
I don't see why not. Like, squeeze it out?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
you can do that.
And then all the piss comes out, right, of the cloth. It comes out. It gets on your hands and everything. Yeah, all right. All right, Mr. Newman, you have anything for her?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm sorry. I was not really ready for that.
Right. Sorry, I wasn't. I don't know. I can't go anywhere with this. Awkward, you got anything for her?
But what if he has the squirts and it runs down his leg? Do they still? Can you still wring them out? And are they still reusable after you wring them out?
I think so. It's like a cloth when you wash. Like if you wipe liquid off like a table and you squeeze it and you use it again, it's pretty much the same.
Does the doo-doo stain though?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's white.
So it'll be brown.
Yellow.
Yeah. So you're saying that my buddy's going to be walking around this event with Dookie and Pee-Pee inside of his Depends that are wrapped around his ankles? What's your name? You recommended this? Okay. What's your name, real quick? Ma'am? Ma'am?
Ma'am.
Yes.
Hello, ma'am? What's your name? This is a great idea. I just want to write your name down real quick. So my buddies, what we're going to do is when we get there, he's going to wrap the diapers around his ankles. He's going to pee and poo in them. We're going to wring them out in the bathroom, and then we're going to put them back on, and we're going to go back out to the event and hope that no one smells him, right?
But you said you don't want to lose your space. So if you're going to go out and wring it out, why don't you just use the bathroom?
Well, we'll have to think about that one.
Right?
Yeah, we weren't prepared for that.
If you're going to stand up off your seat or wherever you are to wring out whatever is on there, you might as well just be
But then he's going to have on, you remember back in this, well, you're probably too young, but remember when the girls would wear those leg warmers and they would dance around all stupid? He's going to look like he has Dookie leg warmers on, though. So you're saying that we don't go wring it out. We just hang out in the arena. He dookies onto it and pee-pees all over it, and then we just hang out. What if someone videos him and puts it on YouTube? Can we say that you recommended it, please? What if someone likes the idea?
We could bring gallon jugs and wring them out into those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
Would you guys accept those then to recycle them? Like after the concert?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Someone else could use them.
Are you there? Fuck. Pee-pee.
Dookie.
That's fucking nasty, though.
Hi, thank you for calling Baby Emporium. How can I help you?
Yeah, how are we supposed to do this, then?
I'm sorry?
How are we supposed to do this?
I'm sorry?
How are we supposed to clean the shit and the piss and everything out of the diaper?
Excuse me?
How are we supposed to clean the shit and the piss out of the fucking baby's diaper? How do we do that? I don't understand how this works.
I'm not too sure what you're asking me, sir.
Oh. We're three men and we have a baby. And we don't know how to fucking... What the fuck we do with this cloth diaper that you people sold us?
Okay, so... I'm sorry. I don't know. Was I talking? I wasn't talking to you earlier.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I'm Cross, and Ryan Newman. He had the baby, and like there are these gangsters coming after the baby because there's heroin in the diaper. So we'll have to watch it. And the other guy's a pilot. Awkward's a pilot. And I'm a gay designer or something. I forget. I think I'm an architect or something. I have a big mustache, like Tom Selleck and shit. So what do we do with baby? How do we clean baby?
Are you being for real right now?
Yeah, how do we clean the stupid fucking baby? Yeah. Will one of you guys tell her, or she doesn't like want to understand?
Someone there told us to use these diapers, and then once the baby pooed and peed in it, that we could rinse it out. But it's not rinsing out the way that they told us that it would. So now we got a baby full of poo and pee, and my boyfriend, Freddie Mercury, he looks like Freddie Mercury and like Tom Selleck had sex. And now we got this poo-poo and pee-pee all up in the diaper because you're the girl at Babies and Stuff told us to do it, and but now we can't get it out. And we're not sure if it's just because we're gay men who adopted or if it was actually something that maybe she should not have told us to do. And it stinks, too.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you have cloth diapers and you're wondering how to get rid of the smell and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello? Okay, then you can go somewhere else. With your attitude, because honestly...
No, you didn't. Girl, someone there told us to do this. What's your name?
We could just fling the dookie at you.
How dare you?
Dookie breath.
Oh, my fucking God.
How dare you?
What a bitch.
I'm professional.
Ma'am? Ma'am? You're a real snotty one, aren't you? I bet you're sassy
the
in the sack. Yeah.
You'll
fling this damn diaper on your windshield when you come out of the damn shop. You'll be like, what the fuck?
Where are you, lady? Come on. All right, I'll call again.
She giggled.
Yeah.
She said, fuck.
Are you for real right now? Ring, motherfucker, ring.
Pee pee and the poo poo out of the diaper.
God damn.
It was a movie, wasn't it? 3 Men and the Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, she hung up and I hung up.
This looks like Freddie Mercury and Tom Selleck had sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, I give up. I'll stop. Stop making you guys listen to ringing. How about a Ross? That's where you go when you don't have a lot of money, but you want to, you know, wear fashions.
Decent
from
clothes, yeah.
Yeah, fashions from 2 years ago, yeah. Sean John from 2 years ago.
Yeah, Fat Farm.
Fat Farm, yeah.
Gangster clothing.
Yeah. Do they even sell FUBU anymore? You remember FUBU?
Yeah, for us, by us, yeah.
Yeah. there's Kanai, Carl Kanai. You don't see that shit anymore. Cross colors.
Yeah, oh, cross colors, dude.
Yeah. Carl Kanai. Carl Kanai shit looks so ugly, and he was like, oh, yeah, I got Carl Kanai.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Thank you for calling Ross White Avenue. This is Talbot speaking. How may I do your call?
Yeah, I got to get rid. I got these Carl Kanai jeans here. I don't know.
Sorry?
I got these ugly Carl Kanai jeans.
Mm-hmm.
You told my boyfriend to call them that they would make a good anniversary gift? I don't think so.
Sorry.
Who are you? Who is this? Who am I talking with?
Sorry, I just came in to work.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
Talbot.
All right, then you're probably not the guy. Someone over there recommended to my boyfriend to get me these Carl Kanai jeans. These are black people jeans, first of all. You know what I mean? You could have got me a nice pair of JNCOs or something like that.
Sorry. He can return it if you still have the receipt or the tag attached to it.
Well, there's something about that. The receipt, it got sold to him like kind of like on the side, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like the guy that works there, he was like, yeah, they fell off the truck. You know, and he sold them for cash for $10.
Okay.
And he works there.
Can I put you on hold real quick?
Where are you going?
I'll have a manager to see what she can deal with.
Oh, are you intimidated by the call?
No.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's because that wasn't what I wanted to do, you know?
Sorry?
Motherfucker, you know? I don't want to sit there and hold again.
Hey, what's up, Carlito? Jeans.
Hey, what's up, Baz? What happened, buddy?
Yeah, I didn't know you were doing the show, man.
I just thought I'd make up for last night.
Is that Baz?
That's a hey, Nedba.
Crunchy ring. Crunchy ring. Try again.
If you're calling Rossford Avenue, this is Tower 15. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, I'm putting Dr. Baz on the line.
Sorry?
Hey, this is Dr. Big Baby Baz. What's going on?
What a dick.
I kind of threw you in there. So
disrespect.
Yeah. I knew he was going to hang up on me the minute he talked to me, and I forgot to figure out what was the what. What's executive chef? I wonder, it's a warehouse? Executive chef, looks like they're like a warehouse that sells chef stuff. Kitchen shit, culinary stuff. Come on, Skype. Come on, Skype. Oh, my God. I can't copy the number. I'm going to have to type it in. Is it time yet? Is it time yet? We got like three minutes.
2 minutes.
All right, let's do one quick prank. And we'll get out of here. I'll turn it over to Jayad.
Ah, shit, damn it, fuck.
Oh yeah. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, well, you guys got nice. You got the balls there.
What is that?
You got the balls.
This is executive chef.
Yeah, you have those balls that go in the container.
What is that?
The ball that goes. There's a ball that goes in a container, and you put it inside, and it holds the thing.
What does it hold?
The stuff for the chef to use. It goes in the thing. Like, you know, it opens up like this. It comes open, and you put it inside.
What does it do?
It holds the thing. You open it up like this. You see what I mean? You like this, like I'm doing, and you put the stuff inside.
How can I see? I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a smartphone. You don't have a camera?
No.
Oh, okay. Turn on your texting.
No, we don't have that feature.
Well, you can turn
it on. We don't have that capability.
You don't have a camera on your phone?
Nope.
Everyone has a camera now. They come with the phone for free now. The camera.
No,
it's
we
a
don't.
Part. Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
No. Our
like,
system is pretty old.
It's like 1990 stuff, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, probably before.
It's a piece of shit.
That's
what
stupid.
I wish. I know. They've had that in France for how long, right?
You're broke as fuck.
Yeah, it's a fucking piece of shit is what it is.
Oh.
Fucking poverty
Sorry.
Phone.
Motherfucker. Fuck it.
You're a stupid woman.
You know,
stupid
Jason David
fuck.
Frank would throw it up in the air, and when it came down, he'd kick it right in midair, and it'd explode in a thousand million fucking pieces. All right. He would too, motherfucker. All right, let me sign out. So
yeah, he would.
The Jayad and the phone markers can go on. All right. See you guys. Thanks for being
here.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You, bro.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks. Have
See
a good you. Weekend. And everyone else, have a good weekend. A good Friday. I'm turning things over.